This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Brandi Clark's debut album called 12 Stories. Clark is a singer-songwriter from Washington State who in recent years has made an impact in Nashville as a songwriter. She's written or co-written hits for acts as various as Miranda Lambert, the band Perry, and Kacey Musgraves.
We live in trailers and apartments too, from California to Kalamazoo. Grow up, get married, and when that one ends, we hate sleeping alone, so we get married again. Don't want to be buried in debt or in sin, so we pray to Jesus and we play the lotto. Change tomorrow and ain't no genie in it, ain't no bottle, so we pray to Jesus and we play the lotto.
That's Pray to Jesus, the song that leads off 12 Stories, Brandi Clark's modestly amazing album. Pray to Jesus isn't a conventionally religious song. It sets up what will be a recurring theme throughout this collection, a quick, precise sketch of specific people, mostly rural, many of them working class, who don't see a heck of a lot going right in their lives, now or in the foreseeable future. So, as Clark sings, we pray to Jesus and we play the lotto because there ain't but two ways we can change tomorrow. Clark is working in a time-honored tradition, yet managing to articulate it in a fresh way.
I know I shouldn't be here tonight. I hardly since I felt as pretty as he tells me I am. I've met him at the coffee shop, and I've met him in the park, but I've never been alone with him in this dress after dark.
That lovely melody and astringent twang vocal are in the service of a slightly sordid scenario. A married woman having an affair with a married man, or as Clark phrases it, he's some stranger's husband, I'm some stranger's wife. The clever clincher is the chorus couplet, "What'll keep me out of heaven will take me there tonight." That Jesus she was praying to in the first song is now the God condemning adultery, but the narrator just can't help herself. This willingness to sing in the persona of someone we might not necessarily like is at once Clark's signal claim to adventurousness and what's probably going to keep her album from climbing very high on the country charts.
Mama got depressed when Daddy was a dying, so the doctor gave her something to help her with her crying. Then she couldn't sleep, so he gave her something else. Now there's yellow, red, and pink on her bathroom shelf. Says if one won't work, then another one will. If you got a little hurt, you take a little pill.
Clark is working in a tradition that hops back a few decades. She comes out of the era of 1980s country women such as Reba McEntire, the Judds, K.T. Oslin, Pam Tillis, and Roseanne Cash before country got too confining for her. These were among the most full-throated women staking a claim for progressive freedoms within the confines of country's intrinsically conservative social scenarios. These days, at a time when some of the biggest male country stars are literally singing the praises of women's rear ends and the joys of nonstop tailgate parties, someone like Brandi Clark comes across like a terse realist novelist, landing somewhere between Sarah Orne Jewett and Mary Gateskill. For example, one theme that runs through 12 stories is that alcohol may help you unwind, but it also helps things fall apart.
I did the laundry, I cleaned the kitchen, swept up the pieces of those broken dishes. I drank my coffee while yours got colder, all while you were hungover. I put on lipstick, I planted roses, painted the bathroom, but you never noticed. I felt the first chill of October.
Stories is one of those rare albums whose every song is worth hearing. Every one is that striking, that textured, and finely detailed. It is my fervent hope that Clark, who's helped other women achieve hit singles, will have her own hits from among these smoothly crafted, emotionally rough compositions.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed 12 Stories by Brandi Clark. You can see a video of her song Pray to Jesus on our website. That's freshair.npr.org.